Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is the Lamp and Light broadcast coming to you from Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry that takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is, to men as they are, without compromise or apology, while at the same time speaking the truth in love, giving the lamp and light to all.
Yesterday, in our study of Hebrews chapter 4, we were taught that when Christ returns with 10,000s of saints, that it's only the saints of those who have obeyed. Let's continue with that thought today.
And now, here's our teacher and radio pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
Now, notice the difference. Glorified in saints, and then admired in all them that believe. Verse 10 of 2 Thessalonians chapter 1. Verse 11 shows Paul praying that God would count them worthy of this calling with fulfillment of good pleasure, of his goodness, and the work of faith with power. What then is the specific thing for which he prays in them becoming worthy of all this blessing? That is verse 12. That Christ may be glorified. That is, the Lord Jesus Christ may be glorified in you. This is a difference from glorified and admired in verse 10. Admired is in all, but glorified is in certain events through the saints. Now notice Jude 14. And Enoch also, the seventh from Adam, prophesied of these, saying, behold, the Lord cometh with 10,000s of his saints. You notice the word of? 10,000s of his saints implies not all by using the word of. Yes, he does come with 10,000s of them, but not all of them. It's possible that we have no idea of what it means to be saved so as by fire. Do we understand the shame? Do we understand that? What a shame that's going to be, not only at the judgment seat of Christ, but when these people come back with Christ at the end of the tribulation. That, yes, we're in heaven, we're saved, but we're not in the reward of ruling and reigning. And we're not of the 10,000s of saints that come back with him. See, labor has a consequence. 2 Corinthians 5:10 says, for we must all appear before the judgment seat of Christ, that everyone may receive the things done in his body according to that which he hath done, whether it be good or bad. There are degrees of punishment, my friend, in hell. And there's degrees of reward in heaven. Now, like hell, once we pass this life, it'll simply be too late to do anything else. Only one life. 'Twill soon be passed. Only what's done for Christ will last. That's why in 1 John chapter 3, verse 3, he says, if you have the hope in you, it's a living hope, it's a real hope, then you'll purify yourself. You see, it's looking at eternity and entering into rest from a completed labor, completing the work and the will that God has given you to do. Oh, my friend, don't leave earth with unfinished business. Obviously, purity of life, separation from worldliness, separation from the fleshly, is of great importance to our God. Don't, my friend, please don't. Don't fail our God. Finish the work that He has given. Do God's will, God's way, in God's time. Well, we've seen corrupted here rest in verse 1, the contrasting rest in verses 2 through 4, the coming rest in verses 5 through 9, and the consequent rest in verses 10 and 11. Now that takes us into the convicting rest of verses 12 and 13. Now, do not think you can fool God. I mean, get that out of your mind. The rest can be entered into, but realize God will judge us, and you can't fool God. We're told here, for the word of God, in verse 12, is quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the dividing asunder of soul and spirit, and of the joints and marrow, and is a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart. You see, becoming a Christian and the Christian life is more than being part of a club. It deals with a personal relationship with Jesus Christ. Now, we're told here He judges by the Word of God, not some list that He throws together arbitrarily, and not by compromising standards. No, my friend, He judges by the Word of God. God's Word is the standard of judgment, not our knowledge, not our private interpretations of the Word. The judgment is seen in conjunction with the words of Christ, who is the living Word. It's John chapter 1, verses 1 through 3, and verse 14 attest. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by Him, and without Him was not anything made that was made. And the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us. And we beheld His glory, the glories of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. Now understand, the Word, who is God, was made flesh. Speaking of Christ, and it's by Christ and His words we are judged. Notice John 12:48. He that rejecteth me, Jesus says, and receiveth not my words, hath one that judgeth him. The word that I have spoken. Now, is that clear? He says, the words that I have spoken. The same shall judge him in the last day. That's clear. It can't get any clearer than that. Now, in a day when human wisdom, knowledge, and invention are so highly exalted, and God's wisdom is so frequently despised, it's no wonder that the civilization around us is deteriorating so very rapidly. Oh, may God shine in our hearts to give us the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ, that we might glorify God in our body and in our spirit, which are God's. Now, we are also given a description of the Word of God. We're told it is quick. That simply means it is life-giving. Some have said that this old Bible is a dead book. Others have tried to retranslate it from corrupted text and give it different meanings. I can remember sitting in a Sunday school class of a church I visited. They had no idea who I was and anything involved. I just dropped in because it was Sunday and I needed to go to church. And I went to a Sunday school class and they were set in a circle. And I just sat there and I listened to them. And They were talking about 1 Corinthians 7. Do you realize they had about 5 different versions in there, and they came up with 5 different interpretations? And none of them came up with what the Word of God was actually saying. Well, that's a shame. As a matter of fact, it kind of should break our heart. And people end up going to church, and then they get error thrown at them through these terrible translations. See, the Bible is a living and it's an energizing book. And that is what is meant by the word quick. Saints will die. The unsaved will die. But my friend, the Word of God lives on. He said it is powerful. Why? Well, it convicts. It convicts powerfully, even hardened hearts. It converts powerfully. He saves the guttermost unto the uttermost. It converts powerfully. And it comforts powerfully. You lost your job, you lost your home, you lost something else, yet you can find hope and you can find comfort in Christ. It's so powerful that it is able to pull down strongholds, we're told in 2 Corinthians 10, 4 and 5. Let us think on what the Scriptures said themselves in 1 Peter 1, 23 through 25. Being born again, not of corruptible seed, but of incorruptible, by the Word of God, which liveth and abideth forever. For all flesh is as grass, and all the glory of man as the flower of grass. And the grass withereth, and the flower thereof falleth away. But the Word of God, the Word of the Lord, endureth forever. And this is that word by which the gospel is preached unto you. Now, did you see that? God's Word lives and abides forever. And men have tried to destroy it. They've tried to burn it. They've tried to eliminate it. But today it still stands because God gave a promise in Psalms 12 that He would preserve it. And it's still here. He says, well, men are like the flower of the grass. They're like the flowers that fall away, they'll die. But the Word of the Lord, it forever endures. Men can undermine it and they can try to pass it off, but the truth of the matter is, they're the ones that'll pass off the scene. And the Word of God will still stand. Yes, the powerful Word of God. It convicts and it changes. The power of the Word of God is seen in the dead were raised. The blind were made to see. The deaf were made to hear. The dumb were made to speak.
This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, may the Word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you would like a CD or cassette tape of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send it your name, mailing address, the radio station by which you are listening, the date of the broadcast, and a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast. 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. We also welcome your comments on the broadcast and Bible questions. Again, you may write us at the same address, which is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us on the web at www.centralbaptistocala.org. No break. Click Sermon Library. Again, that web address is www.centralbaptistocala.org. With no break. This is your announcer, Jerry Banks, saying may God's peace be with all that are in Christ Jesus.